Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for psychic Peter Marks, medium Janet Russell. Great people, great friends, great at what they do in the paranormal world, and even a little bit in this world, too. Actually, we all want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Ted Siuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire me, Joyce Barry, to be your life coach. We'd love to hear from you folks. We're thrilled that you're listening around the world. What a show we have today. I can hardly wait. It's always a very special show for me when I have psychics, mediums, clairvoyants, channelers, people in the supernatural and paranormal world. That world I find far more interesting. And on that note of interesting, we have with us today Janet Russell, medium, host of her own radio show, TV show. Janet, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so blessed and happy to be back here talking with you guys. Missed you. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yes, Peter Marks, psychic, celebrity psychic, my psychic, and people around the world know where to go when they want readings. We have them right here with us today, and we have you guys calling in from around the world today. Peter Marks, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Joyce. It's a privilege to be here, and I am very excited because I get to share this podium with my close friend, Janet Russell.
Likewise, and I feel the same.
So we have double the blessings, double the fun. Ask your question, we'll get to each one. Okay,
yeah, like
having... I just made that up right here on the
I like
spot.
That.
Am I good or what?
I tell you, amazing.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, I want to start with my number one guest, and that would be me. So I would never pass up the opportunity to hear from either one of you, and why would I? I do all the work to get this to happen. So let's start with you, Janet. I understand you have something new in the bag, you might say.
Yes, I actually, I've, you know, I've been a big, been giving these out forever, you know, every time I do a reading. And then I started saying they're all different stones, you know, and they, to me, when I read them more intuitively than what they, you know, what they stand for. And I started thinking, well, why don't I start reading these for the people? So it adds a little bit to it. You know, when I do the reading, then I'll read their palm a little bit, and then I'll tell them to pick out the, I call them my mystical crystals, okay? And they're all different, you know, they all mean something different. And I usually tell them, just, like, if you were here, I'd have your hand going into that packet, a bag of about 100 or 200 of them. But since I do it, you know, I'm doing it on the phone, or even when I do it on my TV or my radio shows, I put like 10 packets out. So then I just tell the people, just pick a number, and then I will read that stone, whatever packet that is. So would you like
me
to
pick? Okay, I picked number 7, my lucky number.
All right, and I was looking at it right after you picked it, okay? So the stones I have in here basically are, one is a purple stone. So the purple, to me, connotes spirit. Somebody on the other side that's connected to you, that's around you, that sends you lots of love. And then the other stone with it is a silver stone. So, and then I've got a couple of other green stones, which are healings. And then I've got a tiger's eyes, which is financial gain. I used to go to a place to pick up the stones, you know, and when I called, the guy wasn't there, so I knew I was running out of them, so I ended up going to Michael's, and I got, like, silver and gold, which would be equivalent to financial gain. I got the purple, which would be equivalent to spirit, and pink is equivalent
Janet,
to love and green.
Janet, excuse me for 1 second. The show is only an hour. My boy
know,
is crazy. My chat
well, anyway,
is crazy.
Anyway, the ones
we
that
could
I got
do a whole
you,
hour on your stones. So,
oh, in a heartbeat. So the ones I got for you, one is silver, one is purple. Silver is financial gain, okay? The purple, again, is somebody on the other side protecting you, watching over you, okay? There's some green, little green stones, and that's showing me a healing around you. So when I pick this up, this is basically telling me this is what's going on in your life. You have someone watching over you. Money's coming in when you least expect it, and there's a healing. It's all good.
Well, Janet, after a reading like that, I don't even have to go to the board or the chat room. I'm done for the day. I got what I want out of it. They were perfect, absolutely
oh,
perfect.
Thank you.
Couldn't have picked them better if I had it rigged. Okay, over to you, Peter Marks. What do you see in the stars for me today?
Well, I do want to say I do concur with Janet's prediction. I do see money gains for you, but what I'm picking up is I feel that you're going to be making changes. You will be staying with wonderful blog talk radio, and I think it's a wonderful vehicle for you to continue doing your shows with, but I see gains from you becoming going to another level with another radio program also, and there will be promulgation with that other radio show, and meaning that you will be having a new audience in addition to what you already have on blog radio. So I see very positive unfoldment for you financially, and I see a lot of happiness. They're showing me happiness, and your ship has come in, my dear.
It's time.
My ship
for her.
Has come
it's
in.
Time.
Now
yeah.
I'm looking for a great captain. Okay.
Join the crowd.
Tall, dark, and good-looking. Okay, having said that, our board is really buzzing. Our chat room is buzzing. I appreciate both those readings. And just to comment on what you said, Peter, I have had something in the works for another show for quite a while. I'm just waiting for the right time to launch it. So that has been in the the works, and it's since you mentioned it on air, I will acknowledge you have the right idea. It is there. I just have to give the word that I'm ready to go. A contract has been signed a while ago. Okay, having said that, let me first go to the board here, and we have the 480519. That would be Mike or Michael from California. What do you prefer to be called?
Oh, it's indifferent. I'm good with either.
Okay, Mike, your question and your date of birth. And
yes.
Do you have someone you want to address it to of either one?
No, I'm open. I'm open. My birth date is 5/29/70, and I am communicating with a gentleman by the name of Randy for a new lease opportunity in a little beach community here in California. And in typical, California fashion, there tends to be a little flakiness, so it's tough to pin him down. Do you see this happening or maybe moving more towards Santa Barbara?
Okay, why don't we start? Who wants to go first? And then after that, of course, we'll alternate. Of the two of you, who wants to take this one?
Okay, I'll take it. First of all, you are Gemini, so I know right now you're going through your own stuff. My son's actually birthday is actually the 28th, and it's like an up and down thing. First, you have an amazing voice, and I don't know what you do, but you certainly should be in the entertainment field. It's all around you. I totally pick that up around you. Okay, I do feel that whatever you're supposed to be doing, it's going to fall in your lap. If this doesn't come out with the one you're looking at, I love Santa Barbara. I was there once many years ago. But you know what? I would just leave it up to the universe and God. That's the way I look at it. It's going to happen when it's supposed to happen. You know, timing is everything, as you know.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Okay, and would you like to pick a packet of stones? I've got 9 left. Pick a number from 1 to 9.
6.
6? Okay. All right. So let me see what we got here. Okay, what you have here is you have green stones. So green tells me that that there's going to be a healing around you. Healing would be something of your personal life and happier days. It's time for you, my dear. I don't even know you, but I definitely feel like you have gone through your own stuff, but now things are going to start getting much easier for you, if that makes any sense.
Sure does.
Great. Peter?
No, I'm going to do
yes.
it differently.
Okay.
I think
yes.
I'd rather go give Peter his own. But, Peter, unless you're already ready for it, because we do have a lot of people. Did you want to say something? I'm just going to alternate.
I just thought I would quickly let Mike know that he came in as a master soul with a great amount of energy. I do agree with Janet. There is excellent ability for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I'm also picking up real estate eventually for you. You will be buying properties. There is real estate here, and you're very dynamic. They're also saying to me, watch out for your health. They're talking to me about be careful with diet.
Huh.
Yes. Nope, that's one thing I'm really trying to focus on right now.
What business are you?
There's a lot of noise in the background.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah,
I think
no, I
he's
apologize.
Out walking his dog. Okay.
What type of work do you do, Mike?
So it's interesting that you brought up the media. In 2010, I opened up as a psychic medium myself, and I'm actually doing for a Latin TV show on Monday. I'm doing, which is English speaking, but I'm doing the Facebook Live. They're kind of tired before they bring me on the show.
I'm also starting a
business venture. With a gentleman who's really successful in high-end real estate here in L.A. And, again, there's opportunity to use the corporation to buy real estate. So both of you are banging right on.
Okay, this is a message for Janet, for Peter, for our guests. We have to keep it brief.
Okay.
I want to take care of everybody.
Just to clarify,
Mike, you're a psychic medium as well?
Yes, I opened up in 2010, and sometimes I just need validation for my stuff.
Oh,
okay, understood. Because that always fascinates me. I always like to talk to psychics and mediums, and I've got the two best right here, right now. Okay, Mike, thank you. But again, I don't want to cut anybody off, but each one of you can carry the show, and our guests, we have to keep it brief. We are offering you a free on-air mini reading. Okay, I want to go to the chat room. And let's see, the first one that wrote, it was Life Fairy. She was first. Life Fairy, I know you've been in our chat room before. She'd like to ask if I will be finding a job very soon. I am unemployed since February this year. Her name is Sandhya, S-A-N-D-H-Y-A. Her date of birth is 8/8/83. Peter, you take this one first.
Okay, I'm actually
1983.
Got it. All right, give me just a second because
I'll give you a second. And Sandhya, that name, while he connects to his guides, is that an Indian name, Sandhya, S-A-N-D-H-Y-A? It looks like an Indian name. That's what I picked up. You can let me know if I'm correct.
All right.
Peter is tapping into the guides.
Yes, I just tapped. Now, I want to say this to her. She is multi-talented. She's got to focus on what career area she wants to be in. She's got excellent, excellent organizational skills. I do feel job opportunities are coming in. She's very, very bright, extremely bright. And I'm being told that you have to really focus in on one or two areas. They're telling me a job position will be coming in. And I'm also picking up something around, and I'm not quite sure, but they're pointing to legal. So doing something in the legal area.
Well, as I said, I'm in the chat room. As you hear them, if you write real quick, I'm there with you. I can respond to Peter. But you'd have to be really quick and right there. Okay, having said that, I'm going to the next one in the chat room, Dove for Peace. I love the names in the chat room. Angel in Disguise 1, Dove for Peace. These are Life Fairy, all names I connect to as spiritual. Okay, Dove for Peace. I'm looking to find a job that is right for my values. Do you see something new for me coming in the summer or fall? Date of birth, 4/2/64. Janet, why don't you take that?
Okay. First of all, whatever type of work you do, you definitely need to work in a partnership. You can do it on your own, but you prefer partnership, okay? I definitely feel that whatever you're going to do, and when I get chills, it's confirmation. It's almost like I want to say it has to be either in the helping or in the healing field. I'm feeling like that's your path this lifetime. You are a very old soul. I'm not saying you're old. I'm just saying you're an old soul. And you have been through the trials and tribulations. But the bottom line was you had to learn the hard way. Sorry to say that, but that's what I'm being shown.
Don't know if it's male or female with that name, which is generic, but writing in the chat room, yes, very true. Healing, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes, amen to everything you said, Janet. Yes, amen.
Thank you.
I'd love to know if it's with a name like female, that would have been my guess. Dole for Peace is female, and I want to see you in the chat room more often. And guys, if you're not a follower, do become a follower. You never need to miss Janet on our show or Peter on our show if you are a follower. Okay, I'm heading back to the studio here. Let's see who we have next. I work very hard to keep it in order, to be fair to everyone. I see Anonymous here on the screen. Anonymous, why don't you hang up, call back, and release your number? I show preference to numbers, not anonymous callers. So I see you there. You're in line, but you're coming in anonymous. So all you have to do is hit star 82. 561-212, name and where you call. Oh, I have it. Elena from Boca Raton, Florida. Go ahead, Elena.
Yes.
Question and date of birth.
Yeah, I'm looking for a job. I've been out of work since March. So I've been homeless for quite some time now, living out of my car. I've been able to find work, but nothing has been stable. So I wanted to see what you see coming up for me. I have a job interview today, so I'm getting very frustrated with my life. Doesn't seem to want to move forward. Oh, I'm born March 7th, 1962.
What is the date of birth?
March 7th, 1962.
All right. No, March 7th of 1982?
62.
I'm
62.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I guess I'm becoming a slightly hard of hearing.
That's all right.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So you want to know when the job situation is going to change for you?
Yeah.
Okay. I am actually being shown you are very highly creative. They're showing me a lot of creativity here. Now, I also want to say to you, and I'm being told this, they're telling me you've got to project more positivity when you go out into the job market. Do you enjoy helping people?
Yes, I do.
You're a healer, dear. You're a healer.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be around people. You're channeling energy from a higher dimension, and they're actually telling me to tell you to get involved. You could be working for yourself. They're showing me health, organic. You have the ability to make money and go into business for yourself.
Yeah, I'm working on that. I have thought about getting HHA license, but that's a 5-week process, but I have to start generating some money soon. I don't know what to do.
One step at a time, honey. First, you've got to start at the bottom, which means that to get a part-time job, building up the money, but you would be great in front of people. You're great as far as learning, teaching, but they're showing me also do not get yourself sick, because I feel also you've got to take care of yourself.
Yeah, I have this guy right now around me. He just won't leave me alone, but then he won't come forward to help me, so I don't know what he wants from me.
Let me jump in here, Peter, Coach Joyce here.
I'll suggest something that I might want from you, and that's for you to start working. If you're a healer and you're interested in healthy products, I can help you with that. Just send an email to Coach Joyce at AOL.com. In the subject line, put free reading and your name, phone number, best time to reach you in the text, and I will offer you a free consultation. I'm a health, I'm a business coach on home. I specialize in home businesses. So if you want to be independent, work on your own, and I can give you a website for organic products, healthyandorganic.net. Are you interested in a free consultation?
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay, so do send that email, and then perhaps I will call you. Would you like me to call you?
Yes. My stomach has been so bloated. I cannot be. Do you guys have any idea why I cannot lose this weight? Is it stress?
Cortisol.
Really? Okay, I knew it was. Yeah, so it's stress. Yeah, that's related. It just is like a beach ball, and I exercise, I eat right. It just doesn't want to go down.
Meditate and relax. Your body is fighting off the anxiety and the stress that you're under. As soon as you become active again, the weight will come off.
Okay.
On that beach ball in your stomach, dear, are you sure you're not pregnant?
No, I haven't. No, I've been in menopause for 8 years.
Then you're not pregnant. Okay.
No.
Thank you for calling in. Drop me an email, Coach Joyce. And that goes for anyone. I wouldn't just offer it to her. You're listening to today's show, an email to Coach Joyce at AOL.com. Name, phone number, best time to reach you in the text of all of that. Janet, why don't we take a minute? You have a radio show. You're on TV. How do people access that, Janet?
Well, the show that I did this morning, I do a show every Friday morning now at 9 a.m. It's on www.wliny.com, and you can call in. It's a live show, and you can see it on Facebook Live. You can see it on Periscope. We go all over the world. We've had calls from India and China and Greece, all over. And I do that show Monday nights, 8 to 9 p.m., and then I do it Friday mornings from 9 to 10. And the number there is 888-583-9930, extension 100. And it's a fun show. It's crazy, but it's fun. And we usually get like 2,000 people every time I'm on. We have a huge following. We can't answer everybody. That's why they had asked me to come back a second day. Because I do it, you know,
and
I do it an hour.
And Janet invited Peter and myself to be guests on her show.
On.
So if you're followers of my show, you'll know when Peter and I are going to be on her show. So that's going to be happening very soon.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
Oh, Joyce, I wanted to quickly mention that I have started to follow Janet's show. It's entertaining. The guests are absolutely amazing, and Janet is brilliant at what she does, and people will have fun and also learn from it.
It is. It's a fun show. It's a no-hold-bar show, actually. You know, that's basically what it is. Yeah, I've got you on, July 3rd. We had to change it to that Monday, July 3rd. I have both of you on that day. And then, Joyce, I have you on again on the 17th, July 17th. So you'll be on twice.
Tell the folks again on July 3rd, what time do they listen and what is the number to call?
Sure. Okay. It's going to be 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. I was doing it Tuesday. We just switched it to Monday evenings. It's you go online. It's www.wliny.com, and you can click on live, and you can actually see us live.
What is the call-in number?
The call-in number is 888-583-9930, extension 100.
888-583-9930, extension 100?
Yep.
Okay, and then the next time you're on, that I'm on, is July 17th?
And the 3rd.
No, the 3rd with Peter, and July 17th.
July 17th, you'll be on by yourself, yeah.
Okay. 888-583-9930, extension 100 for Janet's show. Okay, I'm going back to the chat room. I love these names here. Angel in Disguise 1. And Angel in Disguise 1, I'm going to throw this over to you, Peter. Her date of birth is 2/15/54. She says she wants some feedback on my novel that is being read by a major film producer. When will he get back to her? A major film. That's Trisha, 2/15/54. Take it, Peter.
Okay, dear. I am actually picking up. They're showing me, and I'm tuning this. I'm feeling something between, they're saying, now in October. She is really going to make an impact, I feel, with this book. She loves to write. I'm also, they're showing me something about history. They just said history and putting antecedents together. I feel almost like from a past life. They're also showing me issues around the family that she has had. She's coming out of it, but they're telling me this could be turned into a major motion picture.
Okay, and guys, if you want to keep up while I have your psychic on the air with us, you got to do it in the moment while I'm still with you in the chat room. So some of you really have a handle on how to do that. Okay, so
I have to
Peter,
say, I do agree with Peter on that one. I definitely see media around that.
You know what, Peter? Give them your reach number, and then Jana, you'll give them your reach number.
Okay, sure.
Angel in Disguise said, "Thanks, great." I'd like to know what it's about, so I'm with you in the chat room, Angel. While they give their contact information, I'd like to know what the book is about. Go ahead, Peter. How to contact you, best way.
Okay. The best way is 203-206-9353. If I'm in a session, I will certainly get back to them as quickly as possible. And I also use psychicpetermarks@yahoo.com. So those are two different ways of reaching me.
psychicpetermarks@yahoo.com. And you give out the 203 number, correct, Peter?
Yes, 203-206-9353.
206-9353. And Peter is on Facebook as well as Janet on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Janet, how do you want to be reached?
Okay, well, they can email me at rosebuds, R-O-S-E-B-U-D-S, janet@msn.com, or you can literally call my home. My home number is 631-654-3353, and I am on Facebook as well. I have three Facebook pages, so I tell the people the one where I have the blue sweater on, that's the one I go into the most of the time. The other ones, you know, whenever I get to it, but usually if they want to get to me, that's the one that I'm on the most, with the blue sweater on.
The lady with the blue sweater, the psychic with the white hair. How can you go wrong? Folks,
our
you're hearing
very
from
enticing.
Coach Joyce. This is Coach Joyce. As I said, I am a master coach, a home business coach, a life coach, a business coach. You feel free to send an email to coachjoyce@aol.com. Reference this show. I will give you a free coaching session. My official website is Joyce Barry. BARRIE.com. You'll find out about my seminar programs, my coachings, and whenever I have a medium on air, I ask that they bring me testimonials from people that have passed, and they were able to manage it, so here they are.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joyce-inator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Will, Joyce, Nancy, and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? Are you kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba and I Think and Grow Rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com.
And folks, just reference the show in the subject line, and I will give you that free session. coachjoyce@aol.com. Be sure to put your name, phone number, best time to reach you in the text. Peter, what do you want to say to people that no matter who they are, what they know, how powerful, are open to coaching?
As far as my experiences have been with you, dear?
Yes.
Well, I remember at the inception when Janet actually introduced us, and at the beginning, I thought that I really knew everything there was in promoting myself and working with the public, and you were coming under your tutelage as a life coach taught me how to bring together in a more professional way of dealing with the public, of working with clients. You've had a lifetime of experience on showing people to work on their strengths and to deal with their weaknesses. You have helped me tremendously, and you've even helped my my guides.
Nothing like working with the guides and coaching them. I just want to say that you're my psychic. Janet is as well. And I love being your coach, Peter, because you're so open. You're so great to work with. Okay, having said all that, Coach Joyce at AOL.com. And we have these extraordinary mediums with us today. That's how they were able to bring back people that you know really well. Okay. Oh, thank you, Ruben Garza, in the chat room. Love the commercial. Ha ha. I love when people give me feedback on our poems, on our what we have in the audio section. Angel in Disguise said, writing a new book, more history too. So Peter, you zeroed in on that, and it's called Star Seeds. Great name, Star Seeds. Okay, I'm back in the chat room. Let's see who we haven't gotten to yet. Boo 714 says you guys are fabulous. So on behalf of the three of us, thank you very much. Ruben, it's amazing. Everyone is job related today. Ruben in the chat room says job related question. Date of birth 7/28/66. Janet, why don't you take this one? Also,
okay.
Job related question. Ruben Garza, July 28/66.
Okay. All right. First thing, I do feel I pick up your honesty, which is really, really good. That's important in any job. But I also feel that sometimes you're a little bit too hard on yourself. In other words, you're very organized, you're very honest, but it's almost like everything has got to be like a straight line. In other words, there's no little wobbly lines between of what your life is, which is good. It's not a bad thing. Actually, my son's birthday is July 20th. So I know Leo's, they're very structured, which is good. I do pick up work around you, but I also feel that sometimes we got to negotiate things a little bit. And you being as very strong-willed as you are and as honest as you are, sometimes you just got to let those, it's like I feel like when I'm talking to you, I feel like I'm behind a fence. Like a white picket fence that's separating me and you from taking that fence down and being who you are. I'm not seeing any issues at all with work. It definitely feels going to be around finance, too. So something you're going to be doing, it's definitely going to be something to do with finance, possibly even real estate. But you work very good on your own. You're very well-liked, but you are extremely, extremely private. What I'm being seen.
Again, folks, if you want to be respond, you want it related, it's when you ask. If you keep up with me in the chat room, I will do my best to keep up with you. Okay, I'm going back to the studio, and let's see who we have here. You guys are quite a team. You're both so good at what you do. It is such a delight to have two for the price of one.
Yeah, it's like mail day.
Let's see, 520-234. That's Lisa in Arizona. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Lisa, you need to speak up, and you need to project your date of birth and your question or concern.
Okay, my birthday, I'm sorry. How's that? Is that loud enough? I'm sorry.
You're fine now. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, so my birthday is 9/20/62, and my
What is your date of birth again, hon?
September 20th.
September 20th, 1962.
Got it.
Yeah. And
Lisa, please go ahead. Speak up.
My job. I want to know if I'm going to make any money within the next 3 months. I'm an independent contractor.
Go ahead, Peter.
All right. First of all, right now you are being challenged, I want to say, by retrogrades. Meaning that things are going to be delayed for you, but they will be picking up. I do feel immense creativity around you. You're normally very optimistic. I am also sensing, and they keep on, they're pointing and saying to me to slow down, take better care of yourself. That's what they just said. The financial situation will be changing definitely by October, and I actually see you expanding. Are you working or thinking about changing directions at all?
I'm always open to it. I don't have an opportunity right now, but I'm always open. I'm incredibly open.
Because you're also phenomenal in communicating, you really know how to inspire people and get people motivated. Do you agree with that?
I believe so.
All right. Well, the money and the success is definitely coming. I don't know why, but they're also showing me and they're saying to me, cautious around health.
Okay. All right.
But do not spread yourself so thinly that you can't keep up with everything, because I feel that you've got to focus more, and you're brilliant with communication, and you're wonderful with getting your messages and your thoughts across to the public. So this is where your talent lies.
Okay. All righty.
All right. Does that make sense?
It all makes sense. It all makes big sense. Yeah.
I would expect nothing less from my people to have that making sense. Lisa, I invite you to, Lisa, just send an email to CoachJoyce@AOL.com. You'll get a free coaching session. If you guys all are out of work or want to go to the next level, I will be happy to offer that session for free and even suggest healthy websites for you to participate in, like healthyandorganic.net is one. Let me tell you, if you want more of a reading, Peter is 203-206-9353. Janet is 631-654-3353. Janet, I'll let you jump in. Do you want to say something real quick to Lisa?
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes I feel like you're too hard on yourself. You know, I feel like I like your energy. I definitely like your energy, but I also feel like, you know, you want to do everything right, and right is good, but sometimes you gotta give yourself a little slack. You know, and what's going on with your stomach? Do you have stomach issues? Because my stomach is slipping around. It's almost like girder, you know, something like that. I pick up pain, like, unfortunately, you know.
No,
okay,
I don't.
All right, well, just keep an eye out for it because it's
okay.
But don't be so hard on yourself, honey. It's going to happen.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank
sure.
you.
You're welcome.
Are you a first-time listener?
I am.
Well, we hope you come back. We appreciate your calling in, and do become a follower at JoyceBarryandFriends.com. Folks, we really do appreciate our callers, the people in the chat room, and we have a segment a lot of you have these health concerns. Every Thursday, here's to your health Thursday. So you want to check that out. We have an extraordinary health guru, Beverly Nadler. Yesterday, she did a whole expose, the not-so-sweet truth about sugar, yesterday's show. And here in the words of our health guru, Beverly Nadler, is why you should actually be listening to this show every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And it's real simple for you to partner up with us, folks, and having that happen, just to become a follower at JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. Okay, I'm going to a number, Peter. You'll think I'm asking you to ask yourself a question because the phone is 203-206. So go ahead, 203-206. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Joyce and Mark and Janet. How are you?
Oh, we're great. Thank you.
Terrific.
Name
and where are you calling from?
Linda. I'm calling from Connecticut, and my birthday is 9/19/1967.
Go ahead, Peter. She has the same area code as you.
9/19/1967?
Yeah, is she one of your clients?
I am. Actually, I was wondering, there are two things I'm wondering. One, will I marry the person that I'm with? And the second one is, will my illustrations for a children's book that I'm working on be accepted?
The illustrations, I'm feeling, will be accepted. I'm also feeling this relationship that we're talking about is a two-way situation. I do feel, and I'm being told, that not to give all of your power over to the other individual to make the decision. You're both bringing equal love and equal gifts to this relationship, and I feel at times you wait for the other person to respond to you, and it gets you very nervous, but you both have to realize that one does not have total control over the other. You're going to be fine with the illustrations, highly talented, and I do feel your year is, we're in your year, so to speak. Things should be unfolding for you, but I'm picking up a lot of anxiety, and I want you to feel better about yourself. Don't give up your power. Is this making sense?
It does. Yes. Yep. It sure does. Yep. So, well, thank you.
You're gonna be fine.
Did you want to address the thing about being an illustrator?
Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, I was wondering if they are going to accept my illustrations, if I'm going to finally nail it down to what they exactly wanted.
I feel they're showing me great abilities around color and around design. You are going to become more prominent in the area. I'm also being shown children. Now, are you doing anything around children's books right now?
It's a children's book I'm illustrating.
Perfect. Okay, got it. Okay, you're going to be fine. Do you have more confidence in yourself?
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. You have a great day.
You're welcome. You're welcome, my dear. Janet, you want to jump on this one?
Yeah, what was your birthday? I didn't even hear it. I'm sorry. Oh,
9/19,
right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
all right. And you're doing a book, I think you said, right?
Yeah, okay. My question was about getting married and the children's
okay.
book.
All right, well, with the marriage, well, I picked up, and what's his birthday, your fiance, your boyfriend? What's his?
2/22/1967.
Ooh, master number. Okay, all right. I'm very comfortable with him, but it's almost, sometimes I feel that it's almost like, it's like playing ping pong, if that makes any sense at all to you. In other words, whenever you're together, one of you have to be a winner, no matter, even if you're joking around. In other words, does that make sense at all?
A little bit, yeah.
In other words, you know, you both love challenge, which is good. Challenge is good. I love challenge. That's not a bad thing. But it's like, I got you, you know. I mean, I do feel like he's very comfortable with you, but I do feel like he does have some things he's got to take care of before there's a main, you know, how do I say this? I guess I should say there are some conditions that have to be taken care of prior.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. Okay.
It does.
Now with the book, I do pick up opportunities, okay? But I also pick up, with the book, I pick up a lot. Do you have it on DVDs yet or anything, on CDs yet?
No.
Beginning stages. Okay, because I'm literally seeing it, you know, with how the time schedule is, people don't really have the time to read anymore. It's easier to put it on a DVD or a CD, where as they're driving or that they can listen to it. I do see opportunities, but I also see a second book coming from this.
Okay.
So, all right, my dear. Good luck with
everything. Very good. Well, thank you. Thank you all.
You're very welcome.
You have a great day and a great show today. Thanks.
Thank you, baby. You too.
I just want to share with you, and I'm very humble, we have a great show every day. So
do
call in again. Do become a loyal follower, and we very much appreciate all of you who are that. Janet, why don't you, I'm suggesting, go to your pouch and pick one as a generic one for our listeners. People that are listening, can you do that for a group?
Yeah, I just picked one. Okay. The one I picked basically is pink. And to me, pink is love. So there's a lot of love out there. But love is what's coming up right now. I've also, besides the love, there is Tiger's Eye. So that's showing me financial gain. That's the way I look at it right now. What I keep on feeling is, everybody's got to, you know, we all have our issues. The whole world does. It's so much easier to be positive, you know, and to be caring. You know, I always, at the end of my shows, I always say, you only have a moment, so make your moment count. Whatever it may be, we all only really have a moment. We don't have yesterday. We don't have tomorrow yet. We only have the moment. And you have to live in the moment and make, you know, happiness. Happiness. You know, I wake up every morning and I say I'm blessed, because you know what? At my age, when I wake up, I'm blessed.
Yes,
so I look positive.
And you are. And Peter, what's your generic message for our listeners today?
Well, generic messages today would be, we are globally going through very rough times. We're going through changes in government and policies, everything, and people are starting to become very anxious about being able to put food on the table and also to support their families. And I wanted to ask everybody listening in, to let's all together start projecting love, positive energy. Let us not see enemies, other countries as being enemies or nemesis. Let us all come together as God wants us to. And even with your show, the people that are listening in, you're listening in because you want to learn, you want to understand, you want to better yourselves. And I ultimately want to say I love everybody that's calling in. Thank you for your questions. And most of all, I do feel very gifted and very privileged to be doing a radio show with Janet and with yourself, Joyce. Thank you.
I feel the same way, Peter.
Thank
Definitely
you. All right, I'm going back to our studio here, 630-747. Name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Lisa. Joyce, I talked to you yesterday from the Midwest.
Amy, did you say?
Lisa.
I
think it's Lisa.
Lisa from the Midwest. What is your date of birth and question?
Well, I would not give out my date of birth. I'm not comfortable with that.
All right, that's fine. We don't want you to do anything you're not comfortable with. I just want to share with you how I would answer that question. Age is just a number. Mine is
unlisted.
We don't
need to use it. Yeah.
Did you hear me, Lisa?
I don't feel comfortable giving that online.
Lisa, did you hear me? I said how I always answer that question. Age is just a number. Mine is unlisted. So we are fine with that. I wanted you to take it in. Now just give the month and day of birth. That's fine.
9/22.
You're not speaking clearly.
I think she said April 22nd.
September.
All right, which of you want to take it?
September 22nd.
Oh. September 22nd?
Yep, master number.
That's a master number.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you take that, Janet?
Okay, all right. First off, love is to me, I know that Peter is an astrologer and he also does numerology. I do a little numerology, but not as much as he does. But 11s and 22s, I find them, they're very fascinating people. I also do feel like they do pick their birth dates. And 11s and 22s, they either go very high or very low. There's no middle for you guys. And you are very high achievers if you choose to be, okay? But when you get in a downer, you just want to be left alone. There's no middle, in other words, it's either like, wow, I'm going to, do everything humanly possible that I can, or when you get down in the dump, it's just leave me alone and, just let me move on. I do pick up some changes around you. I do feel maybe the last 6 to 9 months there was some changes, but I also pick up I pick up a bit of sadness in my heart, so there might have been changes that you may have not wanted to do, but you were kind of you had to set your boundaries. It's not easy for you to set boundaries. You have a very kind soul, but yet you get
it is easy now, though. It's easy now. Every day it's easy. It used to be. That was the old me. I set boundaries completely.
So you're growing, and that's the important thing. Yeah, sometimes we get to a certain place.
And I don't have such a kind heart anymore. It's balanced. And I'm know now to look out for myself the rest of my life.
Well,
but I have a specific question. Both my parents died.
Okay.
And my cat just died, so it's been kind of sad. She was 19,
like 90. I'm a medium. I don't know if you're aware of that, but I do connect with those on the other side. Your cat is with your parents. I will tell you that right now. Our animals will greet us. Yep, our animals will meet us and greet us on
the
other side.
They never hit an animal. They never hit an animal, my parents. You mean they got Josie
it
now? That's
really
so
matter.
Beautiful.
The animal feels safe with them. Okay, because it's still family.
Okay.
But your animal will send you another one in spirit. In other words, from spirit, they will literally, and you may find another kitten or you may find a puppy.
Yes.
Because I'm really being told, and it's going to remind you so much of that. I have 5 cats, so I love them. I'm an animal.
Is she okay, though? Is she okay, Josie?
Well,
she died a week ago.
Yeah, but when I'm being shown, how old was she when she left?
1990.
Ooh,
90 in cat years.
You. Yeah,
she wasn't sick till the end. Is she feeling okay?
You know what? The sad thing is sometimes it's latent, and as they get older, they're not as they become fragile.
Well, she got osteosarcoma. She was gone quick within 2 weeks, If she was only in pain a day, is she happy now and okay with
everything?
Well,
yeah, she showed me she can run, she can breathe, and she can play like a baby.
Okay. Now,
but
my question is,
but
thank you very much. It's a mini reading. So what
happened?
Okay,
but the thing was with my parents, I just want to ask, with them dying, that was the main thing. Like, their estate has been in court now for a year and 3 months. Do you see this settling this year, or what do you see happening? That was my main question. It's just taking a horrible toll.
But if it was your main question, dear, why did you go to all this time about the other
questions?
Oh,
I don't know. We just, because she mentioned something about Josie. If you can answer it on my parents' estate,
all right,
that was
briefly,
the main reason.
Janet, just finish that. I have other people here.
Okay.
What I'm being
shown is when I see a hand over something, in other words, you know, there is some stuff that has not come out yet. I'm seeing some questioning on certain things. Okay? Mm. It's going to take a little while longer, but when it does, it's going to be fair. Okay?
Is it going to happen this year or next?
Okay. Thank you, dear, for calling in. Folks, we really want to get as many people as possible. We normally close out our show now. I'm going to extend it a little bit to take care of others. So we ask that you respect that. I don't like asking people to stop. But here's the thing. Here's the good news. You can get more information from Janet. You can have a whole reading with Janet. 631-654-3353. You can have a whole reading with Peter Marks. 203-206-9353. Mention Joyce or the show, and people that are our guests always favor our people with a discount. I always ask that you take care of our loyal listeners with a discount. So please do call them, have a reading, and just mention the show, and I'll promise you they'll give you a discount. Okay, next we have...
Joyce, I'm not going to be able to stay any longer because I have to pick up my great-granddaughter at school at 12:15.
Okay, yeah, I should have asked early. I usually do.
Well, you know what? She just emailed me this morning, so...
Okay, no. So let me thank you. I'll stay with Peter in a little bit.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
You know, I told her I'd be there, and it's after 12 now. And
Janet, it's fine. Let me just thank you. You did great.
Thank you,
reading.
My dear. You know, if I would have known,
welcome.
I would have told her that she'd have to wait. You know, but,
it's my fault. I always clear
That's
it,
okay.
And I'm just so used to you being a pro and being on that I forgot
thank
to
you.
Do that.
But we will do it again, I promise. You're going to be on my show, so it's going to be good, too, again.
Janet,
have a
thank
blessed
you so
day.
Much.
All right,
okay.
You too. God bless. Enjoy the
I'll
day.
I'll have Peter
Beautiful.
Take a few more before
right.
we
okay,
sign
sweetie.
Off. Thanks
Bye-bye.
A lot, Janet. Great, great
right,
job, as always.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Okay.
Thank you.
Let
Bye.
Me go to 678-471. I did forget to ask her if she could stay longer. 678-471, your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Regina, and I'm calling from Georgia.
What's your name?
Gina.
Gina from Georgia. That sounds good. Okay, Gina from Georgia. Go ahead. Name your question
yes.
or concern and date of birth.
Date of birth, January 8, 1979. And I'm just asking about love life. I'm currently single. And just to see if something is going to pop up for me this year.
All right. Are we talking about love? Are we talking about falling in love? And getting married and all that wonderful stuff.
Well, I'll say finally, I've been married once, so and divorced, so I'm not there yet. Just falling in love.
All right. We'll take one. I do feel a relationship is coming in. I want to say actually they're showing me towards December. I'm also going to say to you in a very loving way, men can become intimidated by you.
Ooh.
Your energy is really, really great, and I do feel a relationship coming for you. They're saying to me that you will be meeting this person around the holidays and that it will turn into a more serious type of relationship. Stop giving so much of yourself. Do you understand that?
I'm not understanding that.
You give too much at times. You have to hold something back for yourself. You do give a lot at times, but they're also saying you can be stubborn a lot. Is that correct?
Yes, I am stubborn. Now, that is true. Yes,
okay.
And I'm working on not to be so stubborn.
All right, honey. As soon as you correct that stubborn soul, they are going to bring somebody in. But don't always feel you have to win the argument.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yes, I understand that.
All right. And they're also showing me you're going to be doing something in business on your own. They're saying this is something that's been there for a while. Is that correct?
I have been pondering it, but just not really putting it out there because I'm still like in a limbo in something. So I'm like, I don't know if I want to go that route right now. I mean, it might be later on.
We'll take one thing at a time, but yes, you're not going to be alone.
Oh, that's great, man. So, okay, it's been 3 years, so that's why I'm like, I took my time to get myself together after my divorce.
Three years on the spiritual realm is a minute, so.
All right.
he is coming in, honey.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Peter.
You're welcome,
yeah,
honey.
Yeah, and Gina, just send me an email, and I'll give you a free consult about working on your own as well.
All right.
So,
all right,
Joyce,
thank you.
At AOL. com. Thank you for calling and do become a listener.
Thank
okay,
you so much.
Okay, next. Thank you, dear. Next we have 646-756 holding away over a half hour. Go ahead, 646, name, and where are you calling from? 646-756, name, and where are you calling from? I suspect, Peter, they hold for over half an hour. I get to them, and they leave the line. I'll try it one more time. 646-756, name, and where are you calling from? Okay, moving along here.
Yes.
707-563, name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Valerie, California.
Valerie, did you say?
Valerie.
Oh, Valerie.
Yeah, hi, Peter. Hi, Shirley.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm looking forward to June. That's when you said the guy's coming in, and I'm feeling pretty good about it. So I just want to see you soon.
All right, give me your date of birth again, hon.
525
of 1954?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm calling in your guide. I'm taking a second to do that. So, you've got some wonderful things coming up here. The relationship, there are changes coming up. They're showing me October, definitely. They're saying that there was also, and I don't remember from the last time, are you doing something on your own in business? Are you self-employed?
No, but so far as the relationship, you said you were seeing it in June because it's been delayed several times.
Yeah, well, they're saying to me, they just said to me October, they're saying between October and June, they're saying more towards June, but they're in the process of getting this person into your life, so they may even be coming sooner.
Then June? June is next month.
Yeah, June is next month. Well, they're saying between June and October, they just said to me that this person, I believe this is in the process of moving. So they're saying to me, allow this to unfold for you. You will be happy.
Oh, good.
You're going to be very happy. And they also said to me, eventually with this, you will be living near the water.
Oh, good. I keep hearing that.
Yeah, the water, it's either a lake or an ocean, but I'm being shown that, and I'm also being shown that you're going to be doing something on the side with the business.
Okay. So, okay.
So
you're
going to be doing very, very well. I want you to focus on exactly what you want in a positive way. It will come in. And they're telling me to watch out for your back. I don't know why, but they're saying stress around the back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, any other question?
Peter, it's not time question. Peter Mark.
All right.
We had
thank
medium
so
Janet, and we have large Peter. So thank you for calling. He is not looking at the board or in the chat room. I am. So
no,
I want to thank
not.
You for calling in, and I offer that to you if you want to write CoachJoyce@AOL.com. I'll give you a free consult if you want more from Peter, 203-206-9353. Thank you very much. In the chat room, we have a question from, let's see, I just saw it, Lachey, may I have a reading on love life? Currently single. Date of birth, January 8, 1979. I've seen Lachey in the chat room before. Go ahead, please.
Okay.
Peter.
I have the date of birth. I'm going to call in her guide, and then she wants to know about her love life.
Correct.
All right. Isn't this the person we just did?
Lachey? I got that from the chat room.
January 8th of 1979.
Hold on a second. January 8th. Maybe it's one and the same from the chat room. Okay.
Yeah, the guide said that I just did this.
Okay, sorry about that, Peter. It's overwhelming sometimes. Sometimes I go in the chat room and I don't know, and the studio.
It's okay, dear. I'm just... Yes, that's
no,
what
no,
the guys
okay.
are saying. This, yeah.
Got it. All right, so let me go for the last one, the one that wasn't there, because they had held for so long. Let me see if they're there now. One second. That would be the 646. No, they went off. All right, so Peter, what is your message to our folks as we sign off here?
My message to everybody is that I love the people calling in with the questions. I want everybody to know, and I want you to realize this, you all have psychic intuitive abilities. If you want something in your life, if you want to attract something in your life, visualize, talk to your guides. Talk to the people that have departed from your life that are on the other side. And the more you share love and the more you give, the more that you appreciate everything that you already have, the universe is here to bestow more happiness, more money, more abundance. And I want to say also thank you, Joyce, for allowing me to be a guest on your program. And I also want everybody to realize the greatest gift that you could receive from listening to this radio show is to allow Joyce to work with you as a life coach and really share her life experience with you. She will change your life for the better.
Thank you for that, Peter. I don't change anyone's life. You change your life. I'm just here to mentor and guide you. So thank you for that. I have enough dealing with changing my own life. Having said that, you want to go to Peter Marks for your private reading at 203-206-9353. I was signing off, but something tells me I need to open up this line, 604-239. What is your name, date of birth, and question? 604-239.
Hi.
What is your name, date of birth, and question?
Louise. My birthday is October 20th, 1953.
October 20th of 1953.
And I wanted to ask about love life.
Okay. And the specific question is what, dear?
Oh, when would I have a love in my life?
All right, I am, they are showing me, they're actually, they're indicating to me somebody will be coming in within, they just said November. I have to also ask you, was there a change this year with somebody? Was there an ending at all?
Not this year, no.
All right, because they're telling me that you, they're showing me family, and they're saying to me that you need somebody that is going to be connected to the home. They're telling me that you are a very smart lady. You don't want control around you. You don't want anybody taking over, and they're showing me actually somebody coming in. Yeah, they're saying November, December.
Okay, is this someone I know, or?
I feel it's a new relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll meet them then, is that what you're saying, or?
Yes. They're
okay.
Saying you will be meeting them. I also wanted to tell you that I know your criteria for relationship is very, very high, and they're saying to me the discriminating aspects are great, but don't judge a book by its cover, meaning be patient and tolerant when they come in.
Right. Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
All right. But that relationship, they're showing me, and they keep on saying November, December. So you don't have that long to go.
Do you have a name?
Do you have
All
a
right.
name?
Right. Do I have a name? They just said to me, Richard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay,
thank
you, Louise.
Yes.
Appreciate you. Are you a first-time listener?
Yes.
Yeah, do become a follower. You'll know when Peter Morse comes back. And that would be JoyceBarryandFriends.com. Thank you for calling in. Thank you, folks in the chat room. Most of all, thank you, Janet Russell, and dear, dear friends, Peter Marks. Awesome show, as always. And, folks, to you all, I want to say that we wish you the best of everything. We wish you your best year ever. And my special prayer for all of you, make yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mesh.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.